Lunchtimes with Matt Webb.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. It is 17 minutes past one now, and I'm pleased to say that joining me in the studio, I've actually got two guests this afternoon. Neil McCartney from the Independent Film Trust and Claire Crossman, who's a poet who works for Lifecraft. So good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
And I'll start with you, Neil. For people who aren't familiar with what you do, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, the Independent Film Trust is a charity which exists to advance the cause of independent filmmaking. And we do that in various ways, which would include providing scholarships for people who've demonstrated talent but would still benefit from assistance in terms of career development. We organise screenings and releases of films that didn't reach the audience they deserve for one reason or another, and run basic filmmaking courses for disadvantaged people, by which I mean people who wouldn't ordinarily get the chance. So we've done those kinds of courses with people like adults recovering from mental health problems, people with learning difficulties and so on. It can be lots of different groups.
And you've come in to talk about the work that you've been doing with Lifecraft. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we're doing here is we haven't worked a great deal with Lifecraft in the past, although one would hope that we would, but here we're filming a couple of things that Lifecraft are doing. One is a series of poetry readings, which we've been filming in Mill Road Cemetery, and I'm glad we're not doing it today, looking at the weather. And the other is a performance that Lifecraft are putting on called Blue Moon Cafe, which has had one performance already, but is going to get its second performance this coming Saturday as part of the Romsey Arts Festival. And so we're putting a team together, which is going to be, it's just students from Anglia Ruskin University. We work with them quite a lot because it gives them experience in doing this kind of thing. We like to organise such filming because performances like this, otherwise there wouldn't be any record of them at all. I mean, it's great that they're done, but isn't it even better if you've still got it and you've got it on the shelf and you can look up at it in years to come? You can say, that's the thing we did in 2013, and there it is, you can see it.
So is it just you that's involved, or have you got colleagues involved helping out as
well?
A
number of colleagues, yes. There's a number of people involved in both in Cambridge and in London. And we've been very active this year, organised like three or four screenings, had a couple of events, filmed, we've got lots and lots of stuff sitting on the shelf waiting to be edited. The trouble being too active.
So how's the filming been going so far?
Oh, very good, very good. The unfortunately, I couldn't be at the first day of filming, which was a couple of weeks ago, so I had to get called away to London. But it was a beautiful day. It was during the middle of the heat wave, and we got lots of nice footage. Unfortunately, there were some people who couldn't be there on that occasion, so we've got to fill in by coming back and filming those, and that's going to be next week.
Wonderful stuff. And I'll bring in Claire now. Now, you're a poet, and you've worked with Lifecraft before. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I've been working with Lifecraft since November because Lifecraft, against great competition, received a grant from Time to Change, which is a national project to get people talking about their lived experience of mental health problems. And I was asked to work at Lifecraft to run some creative writing workshops to give people who are interested in writing a chance to write about their experience, their perceptions of life, and to develop their ability to write. In the group, we've got a couple of people who've done some playwriting courses, so we've been working on sort of two strands. We're doing this poetry film and hopefully a book, with some money that's been given to us by the Swan Mountain Trust, and we're also performing the Blue Moon Cafe, which was written from the ideas of the members and sort of pulled together with a concept of my own, basically. So we've had a lot of work really this summer doing things.
And how many years have you been a poet, been writing poetry?
Well, I wrote poetry as a child and I became a published poet in 1996. So my sort of real interest in poetry has been since then, so I suppose it's nearly 20 years now.
And have you starred in the film so far?
I've read one of my poems. I don't know how it came across because I haven't seen the film yet, but yes, I did read one of my poems when we're out filming.
I suppose, Neil, this is very important as well, obviously having two organisations like Lifeguard and yourself joining up together to do this sort of scheme and this sort of thing.
Yes, yes. I mean, neither of us could do it on our own. And we're both charities, and we both see performance of various types as being a very therapeutic exercise, and very empowering. That people come to realise that they can do things by being encouraged to write, to speak, to perform. And that's why keeping a record of it is so important, because that validates the exercise as far as the individual is concerned. They can share, other people can see it. There it is. You know, I didn't make it up.
Yeah. I actually did this. They can share it with anybody, really. Yes.
And so can the organisation. It's part of the organisation's history and its archive to say that this is what we did last year. We could do something similar or build on that, do something different.
Now, you're both charities. Obviously, Lifecraft's a charity and the organisation that you run is a charity as well. How do you secure funding to do these sort of things? Is it through grants and donations?
Well, it's with difficulty, I suppose, the answer would be. In our case, we get some money from foundations and trusts, some from fundraising activities, but most of it is private donations from individuals who like the work that we do and want to see it continue. And with Lifecraft,
it's very similar with Lifecraft. There are certain grants that they receive, but they have a membership scheme. There's always a huge amount of fundraising, particularly at the Mill Road Christmas Fair, and again donations from people, really.
And if someone may be listening thinking to something, they've got some money that they'd like to throw both your organisations ways, do you have a website in which people can find out more information first of all, Neil?
Well, yes, we do. www.independentfilmtrust.org.
And Lifecraft is, if you just look, Google Lifecraft Cambridge, it comes up first. And there's also andrew@lifecraft.org.uk.
And obviously you've got these schemes running at the moment. Have you got anything future, plans for the future as well?
Well, we have, as I say, there's Blue Moon Cafe at the start of the Romsey Arts Festival, which is going on for 2 weeks. And there's a number of events we're going to be filming during that. We're planning a couple of screenings in Cambridge probably in November and a couple of social activities later in the year.
And as well as performing the Blue Moon on August the 3rd, on August the 12th, the poets Joanne Lindberg, Caddy Benyon and myself are reading with the Time to Change writers at the Empress Pub in Thuday Street from 7 o'clock, where there's an open mic. And that's a venue that's run regularly every month, if you're interested in poetry, by Tom Sheeran and Dodie Carter. But they're doing a special event for us in August.
And a pub's very easy to spot because it's painted bright blue.
Yes, it is.
In honour of a baby they've just had.
Yes.
Well, it's been wonderful having you both in the studio this afternoon. Neil McCartney from the Independent Film Trust and Claire Crossman, who's a poet who works with Lifecraft. Thank you very much for coming in and talking about
thanks a lot.
The projects they've been doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.